Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, how are you this morning in Pakistan?
Alhamdulillah, things are fine. How's everything in South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all well. What's the latest? You kindly inform us.
What's the latest? So many things happening. politics. Jeffrey Epstein, a very big thing in America. Did you know anything about the Jeffrey Epstein stuff?
You can inform us for those who do not know.
Okay, it's
deep.
A long, drawn-out thing.
Okay, we've got 10 minutes, so I'm sure that will be fine.
He was a billionaire.
Yes.
And it's alleged that he was a Mossad agent as well as a CIA agent.
Mm.
And he was friends with the rich and famous, including Bill Clinton, including Donald Trump and others. And he owned an island not too far from New York. He would take underage girls and the rich and famous on his plane, private plane, to the island. And they would commit Zina over there. And it would be filmed and everything. And the word got out, all right, that this was happening with the rich and famous. And so he was arrested, went to jail, and he allegedly hung himself in prison in New York. But the funny thing about it was that they have a 24-hour, video camera in the prison, and for like 1 minute or 2 minutes, the camera wasn't working.
Hmm.
Okay, and that was the exact time that he committed suicide, allegedly.
Hmm.
So he had a woman that she would bring. She would groom the girls. She would go looking for these girls, these young girls, and tell them all kind of lies that they're going to film a movie or a modeling agency, and you get a chance to meet very famous people who come with me, and they would drug the girls, and the rich and famous would have sex with them. So she was his like number one assistant. She got arrested, and she's currently in jail now.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, there are hundreds of girls that are suing, suing Jeffrey Epstein for sexual assault.
Mm.
Okay. Now, there was a list gathered by the FBI of all the girls as well as the perpetrators, all these famous people who were doing these things. And Trump had promised to release this list and expose everybody.
Mm.
And last week, the FBI announced that there is no list. Okay. And so the people that support Trump, they're going crazy. All right. because everyone understands that Trump is on that list also.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he's visited that island. See, yeah. They have these logs. Okay, if anybody flies on an airplane, their name is on there, and what day they went and what day they came back, and all these other things, and some Hollywood people, some politicians. Okay, they're all on the list.
Okay.
So when Biden was president, he said he was going to release it, but he didn't release it.
Yeah.
He couldn't release it. We know because Clinton's on the list. So, and they're both Democrats.
Yeah,
so now what's his name gets in, and Trump gets in. He said he's going to release the list.
Yeah.
And then last week they said, "Oh, wait a minute, there is no list." Well, yeah.
Sister Mercy.
And then You know, we understand. So the thing was, what's in the background is that Mossad, the CIA for the Israeli government, they used this Jeffrey Epstein,
okay,
to get the dirt on as many politicians
as possible.
So they could be blackmailed.
Okay.
And this is another reason why we have AIPAC is one thing. Mm. All right. That all the politicians follow behind whatever AIPAC says. Yeah. And to make sure that they do follow behind whatever AIPAC orders, they'll have a tape of you having sex with a underage girl. Just having sex with a girl that's not your wife, that's not good enough. All right. Underage girl or boy. Okay. And it filmed. Okay. So if you were to go against what Israeli wants, then you'd be exposed like this. So they showed a picture of Bill Clinton. There's a painting of Bill Clinton in Jeffrey Epstein's old house, okay, with Clinton sitting in a chair with the blue dress, wearing a blue dress. Now, when Clinton was in office, he was almost impeached because he had sex with an intern, okay, Monica Lewinsky, Jewish, okay, Monica Lewinsky, Jewish. And he denied that he ever had sex with her. So she said, yes, he did. And she produced her blue dress that had his DNA on the dress, okay? And it was given to the FBI, and they verified it. Yes, it was Bill Clinton's DNA on the dress.
Hmm.
So there's a picture of Clinton wearing the dress, okay, sitting in a chair, okay? And it was in Jeffrey Epstein's house. So we understood that there was blackmail, okay? He was being blackmailed. And he never commented on it, Bill Clinton.
Yes.
And Trump said, yes, I knew Jeffrey Epstein. He liked girls and he liked them young. Well, you know about Trump.
Hmm.
So that's a big thing that's happening in America. The Republicans were really expecting that Trump was going to release this list. He said that before he got elected because it was understood that there were many Democrats, including Bill Clinton, that was on that list. And now they're saying, well, they cannot, not only they cannot release the list, there is no list. Okay. Although people have seen the list and they've seen there's so many videotapes.
Yes.
Everything was videotaped, and there's so many tapes, and the tapes won't be released.
Mm.
So it's a big cover-up, big cover-up.
Mm. Interesting. You know, we don't hear these juicy stories always, but... so, in other words, this it's sort of like a vow. If you do this, then we expose you.
Right.
It's like...
Right. That's how the rich and famous are. You know, Illuminati, you know, Freemason, you know, type stuff.
Yeah.
But basically, from what is being said, basically it is Israeli thing that the Israelis have been Mossad. The Mossad and the CIA have been working hand in hand for a lot of things. So one person who was interviewed said Mossad and the CIA or the FBI, one of the two, is joined at the hip like brother and Siamese brother and sister. Okay? They do a lot of things together.
Mm.
So this Epstein, he worked for the FBI or CIA and as well as Mossad to do these type of things.
Mm.
So, yeah, interesting. It's interesting. Then we learn more about the Mamdani. Okay, you know, being a Shia, and he's pro Rainbow Coalition.
Hmm.
He wants to make New York City a safe haven for people who are gay. and give benefits, especially medical benefits, to the people who are undergoing, you know, sex changes and
all these
and mental problems because of their sex change and what have you. Especially the young kids, kids that, you know, are not bothered yet, and they've changed their sex allegedly. They go through a lot of emotional, you know, problems because it's not natural, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to introduce legislation that they'll be able to get, you know, psychological and other medical type of help, you know, with that discount.
Yeah.
You know, or free or something like that.
So isn't this then against, this will be against Trump's, and he's got a different idea just on this particular basis. He says lesbianism is fine. He says to be all the other rest is fine. But just this aspect of changing your parts to go to another part, trans basically, transgender, he's got a problem with this now. So how would that take on?
Yeah, and it's also against, the Shia, the 12 religion. They're not for this either.
So what is
the supporting of the LGBT? Okay, so general support of LGBT. No, the 12 is, they don't agree with that either. So he's a funny guy. he's a proud Shia, but he goes against his taqiyya is even against the Shia religion. Okay, he don't not only lie to the Sunnis. In Iran, you can't. What he wants to do, you cannot do in Iran.
You can't sleep with a baby, but you can't do these things.
Right. If you try to like get a sex change in Iran, they will monitor you and make sure you are living the lifestyle of that new gender that you've changed to. You just can't say, oh, I'm a woman now. Okay? Like in America, you can say, I'm a woman now. And, okay, you have to take like a certain amount of hormones or something. But you don't have to change the way you dress. You don't have to change your hair. You just say, I've changed my pronoun. Okay? Don't say he. You know, you have to say she now. But in Iran, if you change from he to she, you have to dress the part. Okay, you have to live the part, all right? No confusion with that. But that's not the case in America or in New York, especially in New York.
This is like something you just got to take time to digest because it's. I just feel for the elderly people. When they hear these things, it must be like knocking them this way and that way. Like, what world are we living in? And I guess they just can't wait now to leave this place because, I mean, you're just mentioning to us about gender changes and I don't know, you just tend to feel for them. So anyway, Jazakumullah khairan Mufti Sahab for this year. We'll discuss more tomorrow, inshallah, in our 8:30 to 9:30. I did tell our engineer to also podcast this because this is something that we need to, the ummah, to know what's happening out there also a little bit. You can't.
Inshallah.
Yeah. So we'll meet you tomorrow, inshallah. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inshallah. Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.